your personal body goal, health goal, exercise goal, sporting goal, the thing that you want to achieve with your body. Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to put on muscle size? Do you want to compete in a sporting event? Do you want to run marathon? Do you have an article of clothing that you want to fit into? Do you want to be a better lover? Do you want to have more energy for work? Do you want to be a better parent and be able to cope with the stress and frustration that sometimes that can bring? Do you want to be better at your job, your career path, your business? Do you want to have a clearer head, a stronger brain? Do you want to have less body fat? Do you want to have bigger muscles? What is it that you want to do? And if you have a specific goal, is it possible that there are a lot of people who then go searching the platforms of the World Wide Web, of the social media, and find an expert that's done that thing? So if you want to lose weight, a lot of people will then go and find somebody that's lost an enormous amount of weight. If they can do it, I can do it. If somebody wants to put on muscle size, they find a bodybuilder or somebody who's competed on stage with big muscles. They must know what they're talking about. They've done it before. If it's a sporting event, run a marathon, do an Ironman, play a sport, often we go to the person who's the best at that. So who won the most world championships, who won the most grand finals, who's the most successful coach, and let's get their advice. If we want to be mentally tough and strong, do we go to a psychologist, a psychiatrist, a counselor, a motivational speaker? Do we talk to somebody who seems mentally tough because they've experienced a lot of horrible things in their life and ask them, what do I do? And it seems to be quite common now that the social media search for an expert seems to be the way to go. The doctor used to be the most common place that people went to lose weight or to get into shape. Now it's social media. And it seems to be the gurus of the world, the ones that have done the things that we want to do, that get our biggest attention. But here's the question. Is it possible that whatever guru we ask advice of, that they are not the same as us? Do they have the same genetics, same parents, same muscle structure, bone structure, body size? Do they have the same likes or dislikes for food or exercise? Do they have the same lifestyle? What about sleep pattern, stress levels, number of children, all the different things that can affect an exercise or eating plan and how it will affect our body? So what if we didn't go to the guru first? What if we didn't go to the expert first? What if we just have a look at simple anatomy and physiology? And here's a really great question. If you want to get the best results possible for your body, whether that's fitness, strength, leanness, a sporting event, if you want to get your body to perform at its peak, best, look its best, feel its best, have the most amount of energy that you need to do what you want to do, could it be a good idea to find out how your own body works? Not some guru telling you what to do, not some expert suggesting this is how you should eat or exercise. And isn't it interesting that a lot of those experts don't know you? They will give you advice, especially online. You can say, I want to lose weight, and an expert will give you an eating plan and an exercise plan, and they'll even charge you money for it. But they don't know anything about you. They don't know specifically what your goals are and why you want to achieve them. And then they don't know anything about your lifestyle. So they might not even know whether you're male or female. They don't know how much muscle you've got, how much fat you've got, what your resting heart rate is, how much bone mineral density or muscle density you've lost or gained. They don't know what your lifestyle is, what your sleeping patterns are, what your stress levels are. They don't know anything about you. They just give you information. And is it possible that that's one of the reasons why eating and exercise plans don't work? People try lots of things, but a lot of them don't work. Or I'll rephrase, if they worked, would we have a world where we now have more than 50% of people overweight and or obese, and more than 50% in most Western worlds of people who are diseased, depressed, anxious, and things like coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, depression, all the horrible diseases caused by inactivity and lack of great nutrition, would we have so many challenges with all of those if there was an easy, simple way to get the body healthy, fit and strong, or to achieve the goals that you want to achieve. So what about this question? What if we look at it from a different angle? Instead of looking for a guru, instead of looking for an expert, instead of looking for even an ologist that is an expert in this particular area. So for example, if you have challenges with your hormones, you might get sent to an endocrinologist. If you have challenges with your headspace, you might get sent to a psychologist. If you want to perform at your best, you might get sent to an exercise physiologist. If you've got challenges with your heart, they might send you to a cardiologist, if you've got lots of challenges. But what if you became your own expert, which simply means you learn your anatomy and physiology? And I'm going to go a step further. Is there a simple way to do all the things that you want to do? So I'm going to ask this very specific question. If you were really fit and if you were really strong, what would you be able to do? What would your body look like? How fast would your body burn calories? How fast would your metabolism be? Would you have strong bones, which means you'd have a strong immune system? Would you have a healthy headspace? Because a fit, strong body also affects the health and mental toughness of your brain. Would you have an ability to fight germs, bugs, viruses, and diseases because you've got a strong immune system? Would you be able to go and play your sport, any sport? Would you be better at anything that you want to do if you were as fit and strong as you could possibly be? If you were super fit and super strong, what would you be able to do? What would you look like? And should that be the starting point? Should we all know enough about anatomy and physiology, if we're serious about having a high-performing body, to know how to get it as fit as possible and as strong as possible? And if we do that, would everything else be either easier or would we simply have achieved our goal? So if you want to lose weight, we often focus on the losing weight. But if I'm fit and strong, what happens to my metabolism? What happens to my body's ability to burn food, calories, fat, carbohydrate, everything that I put into it at a much faster rate? And if I'm really fit and really strong, does my body prefer to burn fat so I actually become a fat burning machine? Could that be a great question to ask? Instead of focusing on my hormones or my menopause challenges, or I'm overweight because my hormones are out of control, all of the things that the poor old endocrinologists have to deal with, what would happen to the hormonal endocrine system if we were really fit and really strong? Would it be possible to be in control of our hormones rather than the other way around? So if I'm emotional, if I'm angry, if I'm frustrated, if I'm annoyed, if I feel sad or I feel grumpy, all emotional responses, all hormonal responses, is it possible that if I then go and get rid of the cortisol out of my body, which is the survival mechanism our body has to, if we feel under stress, if we feel angry or upset? And that just simply means that because the body's a survival mechanism, it will do whatever it can to be, to survive. So if it feels under threat, if it feels like any part of your brain or your body could be challenged, your body produces cortisol, movement drugs, epinephrine, adrenaline, so you can fight or flight. So you can get the hell out of there, or you can turn and fight the challenge that's trying to hurt you, kill you, make you angry, upset you. The hormonal response, the reverse then of I've now run away from the threat, or I've killed the threat, fought the threat. I now have a brain that's filled up with a different kind of hormonal response. I have dopamine reward drug, serotonin satisfaction drug, and I have brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is a fertilizer for my brain so I can think differently. So regardless of what's going on with my hormonal system, if I sprint, if I lift heavy, if I do high intense activity, I change my hormonal system. I change what's going on in my body and my brain, the chemical change. Could I then be in control of my hormones? So whatever your goal is, and it doesn't matter what it is, physical or mental, whether it is you need to have a stronger brain to overcome challenges, you have to have a stronger body to be better at life, better at your sport, better at the activity that you want to do every day, whether it's you just need an overall wellness, well-being, you want to live your life more effectively, more energetically, or whether you have a very specific goal of running a marathon in a certain amount of time, you want to lift a certain amount of weight, you want to have muscles of a certain size, you want to have a low body fat percentage, doesn't matter what it is. Is it possible that if you were really fit and you were really strong, that all of those things would either happen automatically or you would be much better at them, or you would find it to be much easier to do it. So do you need to learn how to climb a mountain? Yes, but if you're fit and strong, would it be easier? Do you need to learn how to do downhill mountain biking? Yes, but if you are fit and strong, would it be easier? Do you need to learn to become a doctor, a lawyer, an accountant, an exercise professional, to do any kind of study? Yes, but if your brain is fit and strong and your body's fit and strong, would you find it easier? If you have to compete in a martial art, whether it's a pattern or a kata or sparring or fighting, is it possible that if you are fitter and stronger mentally and physically, that there'll be more chance of you winning? Doesn't matter which physical or mental challenge you throw at the human body, is it possible that if it was fit and strong, it would handle it better, easier, or it would just achieve the goal automatically? So is it possible that fitness and strength is the goal and the outcome or the side effect is the other things that we want to achieve? And I'll use weight loss very specifically. Most programs, if you Google how do I lose weight, or if you go to an expert and say, please help me lose weight, there's a whole heap of information about all the different things that people do to lose weight. But is it possible that if you don't focus on weight loss, you simply focus on being really fit and being really strong? If you are your fittest and strongest you can possibly be and you keep getting fitter and stronger, what will happen to your body fat percentage? What will happen to the way you look? Everything from your posture to your hair, your skin, your nails, the brightness of your eyes, the strength and whiteness of your teeth, the strength of your bones to hold you in the upright position and the strong muscles that hold you in your upright position, the fast metabolism you'll get from being fit and strong. Is it possible that as exercise professionals, as parents, as teachers, as coaches, as people who want to be in great shape, our only focus could possibly have to be, how do I get really fit and how do I get really strong? And then is it possible that that's different for everybody? How does the heart and lungs know what you're doing? All they know is they've got to get overloaded to get fit. So how you do that, does it matter? Muscles and bones will get strong if you overload them. So how you do that, does it matter? The only question should be, how can I do it safely so I don't get injured? Or how do I do it safely for my client or my athlete so they don't get injured? Because, of course, if you're injured, you can't do anything effectively. But isn't it beautiful that if you're fit and strong and you get an injury or you have an accident, you'll recover faster? Isn't it awesome that if you pick up a germ, bug, or virus, if you're fit and strong, your body will recover quicker and faster? Isn't it awesome that if you are fit and strong, you are less likely, if at all, to pick up a germ, bug, or virus, or get sick, or get diseased? And we certainly won't get any of the inactivity diseases that's killing the world. If you are fit and strong, your chances of cardiovascular disease, osteoporosis, coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, even Alzheimer's and dementia and obesity are almost zero, if not zero, because fit, strong bodies just don't get inactivity diseases. So what if our focus every day, the question that you ask yourself when you look in the mirror in the morning, what am I going to do today to get fitter? What am I going to do today to get stronger? Fitness comes from overloading your heart and lungs. Strength comes from overloading your muscles and bones, and of course then we've got to rest and recover, particularly the muscles and bones, endocrine system and central nervous system. If you're not getting stronger, and this is the beautiful thing about fitness and strength, it's easy to measure. How do you know if your body's fit and strong? It will tell you very quickly. Resting heart rate is a great test for your fitness, how quickly you recover after high intense activity exercise. So if you sprint as hard as you possibly can doing anything, whether it's boxing or running soft sand or kicking a bag or dancing, doing a martial art, playing a sport, doesn't matter. If you get really, really puffed, how quickly it takes you to recover from having no breath will tell you how fit you are. So if you can take a resting heart rate from 80 to 60 to 50, you're getting fitter. If it takes you 3 minutes to recover after intense activity, and then it takes you 2 minutes, and then it takes you 50 seconds, and then it takes you 20 seconds, you know that you're getting fitter. So fitness is really easy to test and measure. Strength the same. If you're not getting stronger, you're not getting stronger. If you can't lift heavier every time you go to lift, it means you haven't recovered from the last workout, your muscles haven't regenerated from the last workout, and you haven't super compensated and gotten stronger from the last workout. Easy to test, easy to measure. And then if we are fit and strong, if we're the fittest we can possibly be and the strongest we can possibly be, and beautiful thing about that is we can just keep getting fitter and stronger, what happens then? What happens to every other part of our life? So here's my very personal and passionate question. Should we stop wasting our time or focusing or talking about or arguing about the best ways to lose weight, train for a sport, train for skiing, train for bikini body, whatever it is? What about we just get everybody fit and strong? And then after that, is it possible that everything will be so much easier or the other goals will automatically be achieved because we're fit and strong? What are you doing today to get puffed? What will you do this week to lift heavy, overload every muscle and bone and endocrine system, central nervous system in your body so that you get stronger? The stronger you are, the harder you can sprint. The harder you can sprint, the fitter you get. The fitter and stronger you get, the more different, more effective, more positive, the better brain power and mental toughness you'll have, and everything about your life will be better. So what are we doing to get fitter and stronger? And should that be the best question and perhaps the only question? What a great question.